a gentleman who has helped me on this show more years than I can remember, but I asked him this day to please open the show for me and give me some of that marvelous glitz that he's known for and the showmanship that's made him a legend in his own time. And I said, please come and finish it for me. And he has agreed to do that, and you are lucky that he's here. Mr. Wayne Newton, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you. I've been watching. Not only did I have the pleasure of being asked to open the telethon, but I've been watching in most of the night, except when I was on stage myself at the Sands. And it occurred to me, knowing the beating that this man takes every year, being here all these hours, in addition to the wonderful press that he has to put up with throughout the year, I picked two songs that we dedicate to the man here. And most of the time we dedicate these songs to you. But I think you kind of fit in too. We hope you agree. For you, my friend.
Oranges, monges, who said? Oranges, monges, who said? Oranges, monges, who said? There ain't no rhyme for oranges. Oranges, ponges, there's another one. Oranges, ponges, there's another one. Oranges, ponges, there's another one. Another rhyme for oranges. People keep on saying that the ones worth that's a chance. It's oranges cause it's got no rhyme, but we got news for them. Ain't they never heard of oranges, ponges? Who said? Oranges, ponges, who said? Oranges, ponges, who said? There ain't no rhyme for oranges.
Proof that comedy doesn't need to be funny.
Right.
The Don and Mike Show.
And welcome back to the best of Don and Mike right here on 106.7 from 2 to 3 p.m. leading up to Don and Mike live at 3. Hey, let's get right back into it. Once upon a time, Mike had a butler. And here it is on the best of Don and Mike on 106.7 WJFK.
Hey, Don and Mike, Radio God.
Howdy.
Hey, just want to give you a hearty farewell from Wichita. And hey, Don, I've been a listener since WLS.
Wow.
So I've been there for a long time, baby, and I'm going to miss you guys like you are not going to believe.
All right. Thank you, darling.
Okay. Hey. Yeah. Mike, can you do me a favor?
I sure can, you corn-fed beauty.
Thank you. Can you tell RJ I said hey?
Yes, I will. Absolutely.
Thanks, God. Love you guys.
You know,
you're back.
You know Mike's butler?
Yes. Yes, I have. I have met RJ.
You have?
Have you
had sex with RJ? Yeah.
No, I haven't had sex with RJ.
Have you wanted to have sex with RJ?
Well, no, because we're very platonic friends.
Really?
How did you meet him?
I think he has
I
needs.
Met him. I met him over the internet, and I personally met him in Kansas City.
Wouldn't you like to tug those gray sweatpants down around his ankles?
No, I would like to pull that ponytail, though.
That's a shotgun.
I got a hip butler, don't I?
Mike's butler is picking up chicks in Wichita on the internet.
Yeah, he's very active on the net.
He's a great guy. He really is. He's really a nice guy.
I was a little offended because I think of RJ as my personal valet, and I think he's contacting Ron and Fez on a regular basis now too.
Oh, really?
And I want Ron Bennington and Fez Wally to know they can't have him. He's my valet. He's my personal valet.
You're a gentleman's gentleman.
Yes, he is. And I'm trying to get him to dress the role. He likes his casual clothes.
You want him like the guy on Joe Millionaire, right? You want him dressed
exactly
like that
how guy? I'd like him to dress.
I always thought more like Mr. French.
Well, I mean, he either way would be fine with me. But he goes for that hip hop look.
You call it hip-hop, I call it unwashed.
He likes to wear cotton. He wears a lot of cotton.
Well, it's a fabric that breathes.
It breathes. But I will buy him a butler's outfit. I think he'd look great in
that. He's your butler, for God's sakes.
He's my part-time butler, my part-time valet.
Your PTB.
It's, you know, and it's a pretty sweet arrangement we've got going.
Good.
It sure is.
We're friends. We're lovers. It's well, listen to that evil laugh from you.
I can't help it.
So listen, we'll hang up now. We'll go to commercials. You have a nice big jug of goat's blood or whatever it is you're enjoying this afternoon.
But, can I tell you one last thing about RJ? One last thing about RJ. Everybody loves him.
Okay, thank you for the nice call.
Lots of love, guys. Bye-bye yes. now.
Rob just got
bye-bye.
It. Everybody loves Raymond.
Okay.
Raymond Diaz.
Mike's butler.
That's when he wants to stab me in the eye when I call him Raymond Diaz.
Because Mike has a butler.
Paging Raymond Diaz. Paging Raymond Diaz.
Because Mike has a Mexican butler.
He's not Mexican.
Hello, Mike. Hello, Mr. Mike.
And he doesn't have a trace of an accent.
Oh, sure he does.
He does not.
Hello, Mr. Mike. And you dress him in the big sombrero.
That's better than the butler's outfit. He would look phenomenal in that. With a bandolier,
yeah.
You know, with the bullets.
Mm-hmm. And you get him a burro.
Oh, man, fantastic.
Like you say, I want this TV moved from this room to this room. He goes,
maybe I'll call him Sancho.
He gets the burro.
Sancho Panza.
The trailer.
Yep.
So you got to go to Giant and get me some of that Michelob Ultra beer. Right on it, Mike. I'll be back in 6 hours.
He doesn't speak like that.
Not a trace of an accent?
Not even a thimbleful of accent on my voice.
I bet he could do one.
You think he could?
I bet he could.
I've never heard him
Sir,
do it.
Put on the accent. Make me some paella.
Mike, I will be back in 6 hours.
You mean like now you're doing the Ricardo Montalban?
It will take me 3 hours to walk or ride the burro to the Giants and 3 hours to make it back, sir.
He does not have an accent, but if he did...
Don Pablo, the real enchilada.
I wish that...
What is Greg Edgar saying?
Don Pablo is the real enchilada. I wish he would adopt some sort of affectation.
He will. And I think it's a fantastic glimpse down...
I think I should have him... You know, he's bounced around from a couple of jobs to a couple of jobs.
Yeah.
And, you know, he works with the band, but maybe I should offer him... The permanent position
of being
and have
butler.
Him greet people.
Yeah,
you know where you know I've got a spare room and he could you know I'm sure he could. I think he moved out of
are
his
you,
place.
Are you asking him to move in with you?
No,
I think you are.
You think I am?
I think you are.
Well, I just don't think he could. I think the tasks that I've given him, mm-hmm. they might be overwhelming.
Would he clean?
See, if he doesn't clean, I can't. It doesn't work.
But yeah. If he does clean, it's almost perfect.
But I like the best term that you used was a gentleman's gentleman.
That's him. Mm-hmm. Hello, Mr. Mike.
Right. But I mean, really, if that was the case, if he was going to move in with me full time, the dress code would have to be altered dramatically.
And I think that with all of this today, the best inroad that we've made is that Mike has now finally come clean once and for all about his relationship with his butler,
mm-hmm.
Raymond Diaz.
Would you let him caddy for you?
Raymond?
Rob, that is beneath a common butler.
That is not what a gentleman's gentleman does, Rob.
No.
No.
He would call Mike's various wenches. You know,
and you know what? He would probably work on our secret plans for saving the world.
You know... He knows about the mic cave.
Yeah, well, I don't have that yet, but, you know, there's a shovel there. We could get it started.
It could be like in college. You got the plan with him that, you know, you got a chick over, you got a girl over, you do that thing where you tie a sock around the door or something so that he doesn't come barging in when you're there, you know, having a party.
He does tend to walk through my house quite often in his stocking feet.
You know what?
Which disturbs me.
What would be best?
Hard shoes and a tuxedo.
When you're entertaining, he could greet them.
Right.
Show them to the library, which allows you to make a grand entrance.
In a smoking jacket.
Yeah. If need be.
Well, children!
Hello!
Hello, la la la!
Did anybody find this weird that we're discussing the fact that Mike has a butler?
Yeah, very strange.
Well, I have a part-time valet.
Valet.
I do not have a full-time. I have not offered the position full-time.
Not yet.
But you have...
But I will be coming up with terms during the next commercial break.
You have a part-time butler.
I cannot offer medical, though.
You have a part-time valet.
I might...
Healthy guy like that.
I might offer dental, though.
See, now that's cruel. That's just cruel.
I've really never gotten a look at that mouth. I really haven't. I always keep my distance. We have a cordial relationship. Many, many times he's driven me places.
would you allow him to dress you? Would you allow him to lay out?
I would allow him to lay out the clothes on the bed. Uh-huh. But I you know, when I'm stepping out of the shower, I'd like my privacy. Sure. I really would enjoy my privacy.
Of course. So you throw on the robe, and then would you let him come in and spike your hair up, or?
No, I would allow him to. This is the way I would envision it. At a prearranged time in the morning, he would come to the room, come upstairs with a tray with eggs and whatever breakfast food I required and my morning paper.
Uh-huh.
And then, you know, he would excuse himself. He would go over the day's agenda. And then he would excuse himself, go downstairs. That is when I would repair to the men's room, the lavatory, and do my business, shower. And while I was in the shower, I would shut the door. And that's when he would retrieve the tray,
right,
bring it downstairs, and lay out my pre-selected outfit for the day. That's the way I'd like it to be.
That's a good plan.
And if he's listening to this now, I hope I'm helping him, because I think, you know, I think he can use a little direction as far as...
You know, Elvis always had someone style his hair. Mm-hmm. You could be clothed for that.
Yeah.
I mentioned that he could spike your hair.
I like that.
Maybe just give me a scalp massage. You know, that would be... I'd like him to... I don't want to... I think I'd like to do my own hair.
Okay, well...
Every day?
Listen, I tell you what. Do you have Raymond's phone number?
Of
course you do.
I think I do.
Like you don't have it memorized?
I don't. Actually, he's got a new one, and I'm being very serious here, but he'll call in.
Does he have a number besides the 877 thing?
I don't know. I mean, he talks...
Raymond, call on the business line. I'd love to talk to Mike's butler,
Bray. Yeah. Very good.
I'd love to.
I think that's... You know, I think this is really going to be an end to... offering him the position full time.
That's great.
And my life just got one hell of a lot easier.
Because now he's just a part-time butler.
Gentlemen's gentlemen, please.
This is the Don and Mike Show. The Ron and Fez Show.
I'm a bitch today. I'm Fez Watley.
Oh.
He's doing an act about you, and you got to stop this now.
I will nip it.
Nip it in the bud, my friend. You got to get the respect back. Hello, everybody. I'm in a bitchy mood.
I don't hear it. I don't hear any similarity.
Ron and Fez at 11 a.m. and 7 p.m.
Oh.
On 106.7 WJFK.
It's amazing how everything can change in a day. Or, in some cases, how everything can change in one night. Get ready to try Day Fresh Beer from Budweiser. Beer you can enjoy less than 24 hours after it was bottled. Beer brewed with the finest all-natural ingredients. It tastes so fresh, it's making every other beer seem so, well, yesterday. Our Day Fresh Beer crew will be bringing the freshest beer to the hottest bars and nightclubs in select cities across the country. So look for them and try Day Fresh Budweiser. It's your chance to taste beer at its absolute freshest. And it's redefining what freshness means. Overnight. Look for cold, refreshing Day Fresh Beer from Budweiser. A 12-ounce reminder that fresh beer tastes better. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Tonight, after a new 60 Minutes, don't miss a special Wednesday episode of TV's number one drama, CSI.
My wife is still in there.
We need a medic!
A shootout rocks the Vegas Strip.
Body counts 5.
Now, get ready for the fallout.
2 dead felons, 2 dead civilians, a dead policeman. I don't know what to think.
We can't look for reasons here.
A special Wednesday CSI. And last week, millions of viewers witnessed TV's most anticipated new drama, CSI New York. Tonight, get ready for a brand new case.
There's reason to believe we have a serial dumping bodies all over the city.
There are 70 million rats in New York City, but only one holds the clue to solving a murder.
You're telling me a rat ate the bullet?
All we have to do is trap it.
Gary Sinise.
I need a doctor in here!
Marina Kanagarides.
We've got another body.
The new drama, CSI New York.
It all starts tonight at 8 p.m. on WUSA 9.
After you have a Wawa Italian hoagie, everything's a little better. For instance, you're not having a bad hair day. You're trying a new style. Your boss doesn't dislike you. He's having a hard time showing you how much he cares. And those taxes coming out of your check, they're just your generous contribution to say, "Hey, I'm one of the team, America." After a Wawa Italian hoagie, you didn't get overlooked for that promotion. They're waiting to give you something better. You're not working on the weekend. You're getting alone time. And that coworker who stabbed you in the back, he was aiming for someone else and missed. Yes, with a Wawa Italian hoagie, it's not a 10-minute lunch break. It's a retreat where there's just you and a fresh Italian roll packed to the seams with fresh Italian meats and cheeses. It's where work becomes a little more pleasing, the day just a little bit better, and lunch a lot more satisfying. Wawa, built to order Italian hoagies. When you gotta have a hoagie, you gotta have a Wawa.
Since 1996, Virginia's prepaid education program has helped tens of thousands of families save for their children's college education. With college tuition soaring, parents are asking when VPEP will open again. The wait is almost over. Hi, I'm Diana Cantor, Executive Director of the Virginia College Savings Plan. We're pleased to announce that VPEP will open again on October 1st.
October 1st? That's great news. Can anyone enroll?
This year, you can...